The Comedy Store would like you to know that the views and opinions expressed on this podcast are strictly those of the speakers or authors and do not necessarily reflect or represent the views and opinions held by the Comedy Store and its affiliates.
Did you know?
Did you know what?
When it's a Jewish John, then it's Jonathan.
Don't open the podcast that way, dude.
Are you going to start off with an anti-Semitic?
No. I asked him. He agreed. He goes, yes. If a Jewish guy's named John,
okay, it's
the
Jonathan.
Real name is Jonathan. It's never so? Johnny. It's never just John, and it's no H, by the way.
Ooh, aren't you smart? I sleep with a lot of Jews. I already know this. Why are you?
How many Jews have you? How many Jews?
I say Jewish guys.
I'm trying 30? To make it in show business.
30?
No, 30. What am I, a monster?
All right.
First of all, I don't even say
I gotta
Jews.
Get out more. I gotta be honest.
I don't even say that. You just say, I don't even say that. You, I say
oh,
Jewish
I say
guy.
Jews.
Yeah,
I right. do because I because I'm an ally. Yeah. Whatever you even, say is a problem.
I don't want to get Mexa canceled. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like that?
I don't like your play on words.
Oh, I'm the best.
You do a lot of play on words and puns. I don't like it.
Oh, my God.
First of all, I got to bring this down.
I got a TV show idea called Top Pun or
Top Pun.
Top Pun, right?
I may snap your neck.
Or
I didn't realize it was going to be this.
Yeah.
Or
what?
Even better. Oh, what was it?
Well, I don't know. But let me introduce the show.
Can we just open the show? Edit that part out.
No, leave that in. Leave it
out. Edit out the top.
No.
We're going to have to say every part. Edit that out.
Okay.
First of all, I have a guest co-host because my original co-host, Rick Ingram, is busy being a rock star opening for Chris Rock. So, Bobby Lee, guest co-host. How exciting.
Thank you so much.
Boobie.
We really don't like each other, but we're here.
Yeah, there's a love there. It's a deep love. I really do love you. And can I just open by saying this?
No.
Oh, no.
You can't. I know what you're going to do.
Are we introducing John?
Yeah, but I know. Yeah. But I'm the guest host, but I get to say something.
You're right.
I knew he was going to do this.
He can.
Right.
Do what?
Do what? I can't talk? All right. So I just want to say it's really a pleasure to be here. Right, and I'm literally doing a podcast with two people I've known the longest, I think, in LA. Right, and I love you guys so much, and I think that Ellie and I my hand's touching her tit a little bit.
I'd rather you touch my tit than call me Ellie.
Yeah.
By the way, I pulled his hand to my tit, and he went, ugh.
Yeah. I felt wrinkles, but anyway.
I have nice, firm, tiny tits.
And we have Johnny Sanchez here.
Johnny Sanchez.
I'm sorry. What was that? Johnny Sanchez.
Johnny Sanchez.
Yeah. He's not Jewish, so it's Johnny.
Yeah.
It's John originally, not Juan.
With an H.
Okay. Yeah. No one said it was Juan.
That's
you're
your
the one
insecurity.
That came in here and brought up this whole Juan. I never heard John Juan.
Because you're the type of guy that would go like that. You'd go like this. No. Is it? Is it?
No, I wouldn't.
Is it Johnny Juan? Right.
That's not me. Oh, anyway, that was me 5 years ago, dude. That character
you're
doing.
How did you meet Bobby Lee?
He came down here. Well,
from La Jolla.
La Jolla.
Yeah.
Was he here before?
Johnny? Photo. No. No, he was after me.
Yeah. I was after you. Yeah, you were before me. Mm-hmm.
I got picked up in 95.
Yeah, we had a strong Mexican.
Luke Torres,
you,
myself,
Carlos, Freddie Soto,
and Freddie
Felipe,
and
Esparza.
No. I forgot this.
What?
I got Felipe in.
Yeah,
I completely forgot about this.
I mean, if we're not here to give you credit.
Do you realize you're the one that got me in? I go, wait, what? So he called me.
Do you put this on your resume? I don't
know.
Yeah, but how great is that? Like,
no, it is. I remember him
because I only recommended a few people to showcase for Mitzi, and Felipe was one. It was very rare
because it was scary if you did it and it fucked up. It would backfire.
And
on
I
you.
Remember I was working with Felipe a lot at that time, and I go, hey, dude, maybe I think you should showcase in front of Mitzi. Let me know, fool. You know, whatever.
Yeah.
And then that was when he had a shit. He was
Gabriel too used to come.
But remember,
remember
you used to steal it from Jeff Garcia and he tried to stab you?
Jeff Garcia tried to stab me. He did. He showed
with the
up.
Bullet. Remember the bullet?
He showed up with a knife, remember, and you didn't show up?
Not only with his butterfly knife,
yeah.
with eight of his cousins in a van.
Right. 100%. So I was here. Let me. Can we tell the story? So I was here at the Comedy Store, yeah, right? Yeah. And Jeff Garcia, he's a Hispanic
comic. Also paid regular here.
Also paid. Well, was.
Was. Yeah, well, yeah. Just, he just doesn't come anymore. I mean,
he's banned from the knife thing.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't get him banned.
I'm kidding.
So he shows up with his crew, right? Yep. And he's like, "Where's Johnny Sanchez?" Yeah. Right.
Hey, where's Johnny Sanchez? Right.
With his butterfly knife. Yeah.
Do it.
And we call Johnny and say, "Don't show up. Don't show up. Or you'll die."
Well, no, I didn't get the message. So I was right out
there's
front.
There's no cell phone.
Oh,
there's
that's right.
No. So
I did a rotary.
So get that.
I did the rotary diet.
In the kitchen. From the Comedy Store phone.
I can't even believe I used to do a bit that went like this. Remember? Yeah.
Oh, Johnny, I hate you. Wait, do an impression of Jeff Garcia. Cause
Hey, dog. Where's fucking Sanchez, dog?
You gotta put the glove on your house. Yeah. That was my favorite show.
Oh,
it was so stupid!
You gotta put the glove on your house. He had that.
He had a little singing song
with his delivery. So,
are you farting? Are you okay?
No.
I have a Jeff Garcia story that I've never talked about
because I was afraid of him, but I might say it tonight.
Okay, so that night, get this.
Yeah, I don't want to get sad, but
it was the only time I ever was running late.
Okay.
I was always early for my sets. I was running late that night. I mean, okay, we know.
Well, don't look at me. Right. I'm out, but go ahead.
You're out? You're Jewish now?
No, I wouldn't say Jewish. I'm not really a believer in anything. Go ahead. Just don't start this shit.
Just go. Who cares? Just go.
So I'm pulling up in my...
He wants me to believe in God.
I know.
I'm pulling up in my Isuzu Pup. Remember the Isuzu Pup?
Yeah, I remember that car.
And I see a van full of Mexican dudes leaving.
Yeah.
So that was Jeff and his cousins and friends, eight of them. They left. And then I walk up and Bobby Luddington comes up to me and goes, "Hey, man, we had to have Jeff leave."
Because he brought the knife, went on stage, and some guy heckled him or something. And then he pulled it out in front of an audience member, and that's why he got banned.
No, I think it wasn't on stage. It was in the hallway.
In the hallway, yeah.
He pulled it out.
Where's Sanchez?
Oh, is that what it was? I thought there was somebody else involved.
Ceiling a lot?
Yeah, he goes like that. Yeah. Anyway, what happened?
Yeah.
So, I mean, listen, we're good now.
Okay, good.
I don't want to get this stirred up again, but
I want to stir it up.
That's what happened.
Come on, Jeff. Yeah. Let's see what
and,
you got.
And isn't that crazy?
You did steal his material, though. Anyway,
that's not what it was about.
What was it about?
You know, this is crazy.
Okay. Let's go. Did you really steal?
No. So. What happened was
Bobby says,
"Yeah, remember Noe? Remember Noe Gonzalez?
I love Noe Gonzalez.
Okay,
that joke about the bustle right here.
He's working out.
He doesn't know how to work out. I don't know what that bit is. Anyway.
Yeah, you know what made me laugh about him was he was afraid of trees.
Who?
Noe Gonzalez.
Noe goes. He goes. He goes. Trees scare me.
I remember Pocket Chewy.
Trees scare me.
I love Noe Gonzalez.
Pocket Chew is funny.
I love Noe Gonzalez, but I don't remember that bit about trees.
Yeah,
it was early. It was before he got picked up.
Yeah.
He goes, "I'm afraid of trees at night. They scare." And I thought that was so
funny.
Funny and honest.
Yeah.
And I loved Noe. So what happened
was a
booker called me and he goes, "Hey, can you do this date?" And I go, "I can't do that date." No. He goes, "All right. Well, I think he had Jeff on the lineup or something." And he goes, "Jeff's recommending his cousin, Noe." I don't even think they were really cousins, but Jeff said they were cousins.
Hey.
And so the guy goes, "I need him to do 30. And all I said was, I go, "You know what? He's really funny. I see him do 15 and kill all the time."
Yeah.
I didn't know what to say because I'd never seen Noe do 30. That's different when you're doing 30 on the road.
I know.
The guy calls Jeff back and goes, "Hey, man, I'm not going to bring your cousin Noe. Let's get somebody else because there's a comedian that said he can't do 30.
Oh.
And he goes, "Hey, who died? Who died? Who's fucking talking that shit?"
Yeah.
And he goes, "Johnny Sanchez." So Jeff showed up. I got a snort. That's a snort. Jeff showed up that knife with the butterfly knife because, hey, he's talking shit about my cousin. He actually said to you,
"I'm going to unban him."
He said to you that night, he goes, hey, where's Sanchez?
And I remember, and he had the necklace with the butt. He goes, I got a bullet for him.
Yeah. But he really had a butterfly.
And I go, how are you going to get it off your necklace? I was teasing. I was breaking his balls. I just like, yeah.
I mean, it was...
Oh, here's my Jeff Garcia story.
That was the sign of the times.
So that's how it started with you. But then what did you do to him?
So it's just so if Noe sees this.
Right.
I always want to know to understand.
Noe? I'm just kidding.
Noe? No. I just said you killed for 15.
I just
didn't know about. Dude, I really like
this. Why didn't you just say yes? Who gives a shit?
I hate to be on Bobby's side.
Back then, he can kill for 30.
Hey, you know what?
Please.
Good point. That's your bad.
Okay.
Please don't make me angry with Bobby. Please.
I'll own it. You're right. I should have just said.
And let
book
them
him.
And let them squirm if they can't do it.
Yeah. But who gives a shit?
You're not the booker. Just book for you.
So Jeff Garcia.
Well, you know what? Nobody was killing like me at that time. Yeah, and nobody was killing like me at that time.
You were, dude.
I'm gonna say that you were the hot kid on the block.
I hate the way you say that.
You were the hot kid on the block.
Because there's so much underneath that.
I know. There's a lot of resentment.
I can feel it.
That's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying that. That's how Jerry.
Wait a minute.
You guys have a high pitch.
I'm sorry. That's not what I'm saying.
I don't.
That's why I need a headphone because I don't know what my elevation is.
I got a low raspy.
Yeah, me too.
I don't.
Yeah, me too. So here's the deal.
Me too. Me too.
All right.
So
remember the guy? I was in Korea. Yeah. Me too. And Bobby would always purposely cross his eyes. Me too.
it's called mugging, dude. Yeah, I can't mug on stage.
You're the king of it.
I'm the king of mugging, dude. All right.
Thanks for canceling on Ruben's show when I booked you for that. Anyway.
Okay, so
what me?
Yeah. Go ahead.
All right, let's not bring up.
All right.
What happened with Jeff Garcia?
What happened with Jeff?
It's not as good as your story, but it's not something he said or did or nothing happened. We were in a hotel room in Visalia.
Thank you for saying it correctly, by the way.
So, you remember he used to do those gigs in Visalia? Yeah. And at that hotel?
It's not Visalia. It's Visalia.
Thank you, Visalia.
It's Tulare, not Tular or Tulare.
We're in a hotel room.
Okay, we're not Mexican. We just stole it.
So me and Jeff had the same room. You know how they used to book us in the same room?
Oh.
So he would bring girls in the bathroom. He was fucking, and I couldn't get laid back then. You know, remember I couldn't get laid? Like, I was like pussy repellent.
By the way, you can now? Oh.
Son of a bitch. You fucking wrinkly ass fucking butt bitch. Okay. Anyway, so he was fucking this girl in the bathroom, and I'm sitting there with the blankets over my thing, trying to go to bed. Oh. Right? And this girl leaves, and he's just like laughing, like he just got pussy. He sits on the side of his bed, and he goes, hey, bro, you know, I'm always going to be more better than you. I'll be more famous. Watch, 20 years from now, right? I'm going to be in mansions and shit like that. You're still going to be a fucking open micer.
Ooh.
He says that to me. And I remember, you know how Koreans are. I don't know if you know. We're all about revenge.
Especially back then. Oh,
we're all about revenge, right?
I didn't know that.
When people say that shit to me, I love it because it just makes me, it gets me going. And I'll go, you'll see. I'll show you. You know what I mean? Inside myself, right? But I never said that.
With the accent. Yossi.
Really?
You kind of did. If my dad was here, he would have shot you. Like that, you got it.
Yossi. Yeah, that's what I did. But, dude, I couldn't believe it.
And how do you love that you've done so great? And there were a lot of people that gave you shit. Not me.
You never called me back.
What does that mean?
I would call him. He was the cool. You remember he was with the leather jacket, ACDC jacket. He was the first guy to ever get a cell phone. Remember we went, Johnny, let me see. It was like one of those flip ones. Oh, Nokia. Yeah, dude, you were the first one.
Wow.
You were in the parking lot. Out of all the comics my generation, you were the first dude to get one of those fucking fantastic Nokia phones.
Oh, no, I'm always late to the game on techie.
Not for the phone.
By the way, Darren Carter was the first
one to have the
party starter who doesn't party.
Yeah.
And some of us take offense to that. I've been talking to him about this. You got to say the kids party starter or something. Like, don't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Please, Darren, stop. Anyway, some of us party. Like myself. Okay. And I'm proud of it. All right.
I'm proud of you too.
I'm proud
Keep drinking.
Too,
keep drinking. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We'll be over here on the sober. We're with Darren Carter.
You weren't Darren Carter.
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. What were we talking about?
How cool you were.
Oh, yeah.
Right. No. So, no.
Yeah,
so
Darren yeah, you thought you were that, so cool.
Did you know that Darren Carter was the first comedian I knew to have a pager? And he's like,
what?
It's cool, dude. It's great. He goes, they page me. I pull over. I go to the booth. And I get a commercial audition. We were like, you have a pager? Darren Carter had a 1-800 number, dude.
Yeah.
No.
And we were like, what?
Yeah.
He goes, yeah, they page me.
The 1-800 was the pager? Like, that's how you... I forget. I remember having a pager.
So Darren would be like, I'm driving, and then I get it, and I pull over. He goes,
and we're all mesmerized by it.
We were like, what? He goes, I pull in.
From the air, some sort of thing?
It was nutso.
Yeah.
Darren Carter has always been the top-notch tech guy. Like, look at him now. He's got that. I was like, how does he do?
I'm not going to.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So you know how he does those videos where he's in the screen in the corner?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm like, how did he... Darren's always been ahead of the game. I got to tell you,
he records a FaceTime and you think he's a fucking genius?
Are
you
FaceTime?
Yeah.
You got to download that app.
Come on, man.
I love Darren Carter, what you're doing right now is crazy.
The pager thing I'll go with. Yeah. The pager thing, I couldn't afford a pager back then.
He's always been ahead of the game.
He had a little bit more money. He was the party starter.
He was doing merchandise.
He has a bigger flashlight.
He was doing bumper stickers before, like, I mean, not before Jackson Purdue and all those guys. But I'm just saying, like, he
had Rooster merch.
He did have Rooster merch.
Yeah.
Hey, remember Rooster T. Feathers?
I remember Rooster
in Northern California.
Yeah, yeah, I like that guy.
Do you remember a time?
He just came to see me.
It was a girl that booked it.
Oh, wait, I'm sorry. I went the other way. Tommy T's. I'm sorry. I went up there.
Do you remember a time when you get an audition, like your agent would call you on your home line, right? God. You have an audition, so you'd have to drive to the agency, and they had some sort of alleyway.
Yes,
and you
have
to wait in line with other actors, and then you would go to a bucket, and you would have to go to L for Lee. And you had to, because there's a line, so you had to hurry up, right, and grab your sides.
Yeah,
and then you had to find parking. It was a fucking headache.
But here's a crazy thing, too.
At least you got auditions. I don't remember doing
that. You were a waitress back then.
I was still trying to act.
I didn't know.
How about this, dude?
Yeah.
Thanks for getting involved.
When I was at ICM, they wanted us to just show up and walk around. So I'd
What do you mean?
They'd go like this.
He's right, though. I kind of remember doing this.
I'd come into the lobby.
Yeah.
And there was always a beautiful girl sitting there. And she's like, can I? And I go, yeah. Can you let Ron West and Scott Simpson know that Johnny Sanchez is here? And then who?
Scott.
Oh, I love Scott. I love Scott.
He's one of the best
in
the business.
Love Scott Simpson.
Ever.
Okay.
And then they go, hold on. And you'd sit
He would never sign me, though.
And I... Okay.
Me either.
He would never sign me.
Still
like him, but you'd never sign me. And just know that, Scott. Anyway, go ahead.
Thanks, Scott.
Thanks, Scott.
Yeah, he made a couple of bad choices.
Yeah,
but,
being Johnny.
It's three bad choices.
Oh, shit.
You two and me.
No, he didn't sign us.
And then they'd go... I remember one time I was sitting there, and Michelle Pfeiffer walks in. Because she was at ICM too. I'm gonna be just like her. I'm gonna do what you. And then what they would do? They go like, Johnny, go in, and you'd walk around to everybody's cubicle.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up? And they wanted you to do.
Yeah.
Can you go in an agency right now?
No.
Can anybody stroll through?
No. There's security. There's a whole fucking thing. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You have to text them.
It was if so you can, amazing.
Can I call you?
They
you
don't even know them, I'm in the agency.
Yeah.
The receptionist. Can I help you?
Are you still with Ka?
Yeah, I'm with them. Yeah. Can I help you? Yeah, I have my name is Bobby. I always say, I'm a client. You're a client?
How long have you been a client?
12 years. I'm a client.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. Well, who's your agent?
So big.
I'm Sam Bringard. I mean, I have to say the names. Then they have to look it up. Oh, okay. Sit down.
Wow.
You sit down. Yeah.
How about this?
Yeah.
One time when I first walked into ICM, the lady goes, oh, deliveries are in the bag.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm not even kidding.
Yeah, yeah.
I go, oh, no, I'm a client here.
Oh, I thought she was the president of that company.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Do you look like a delivery guy?
Did she get promoted?
You just do.
I look like, back then, I didn't even dress up, dude. Like, I just showed up.
I can't.
Yeah.
Deliveries are in the bag.
Yeah, dress up.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Really?
Bro, I've been in Chinese restaurants where I'm going to the bathroom and I've had tables stop me and go, the sauce, please. I asked for the sauce. And you have to go, I don't work here. So I've been in that situation too. That's not funny. It's happened 20 times in my fucking life. Well, I hate it.
Okay, I get it. But okay, it happens to me something. Here.
Where? At Green Blast?
Store.
Oh, comedy store. Yeah.
And no matter what, if I could just get off stage, they'll be like, hey, I didn't get my check. And I'm like, well, I just got off stage.
You were here too long.
Away.
Yeah, you've been here
you
too long.
You were here too long.
Do you know where the bathroom is? Yeah, but I got to go on.
And isn't it a...
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Funny, Bobby.
Yeah.
That back then, even when you had come around,
it's a dry sauna in here.
We
I'm looking at my hair.
I'm sweating. It's a dry sauna.
Let's open the door.
Yeah, open the fucking door. I made the mistake.
I mean, there's no fan. You guys don't have a fan.
Open the door, man.
You think I'm in charge of anything?
Open the door, man.
Yes. Look at me. I look like a maniac.
Let people walk in. Who gives a shit?
Yeah, who gives a fuck? Just say hi. I don't give a fuck.
I'd rather people come in and finger me.
Hey, man.
You're somebody's daughter. Forget about it. Come on.
Somebody's daughter.
Sounds silly.
I think he almost got beat up by my best friend.
Yeah. Oh, really? Why?
Don't you think South Silly is a great tag?
What?
South Silly
instead of South Philly. Because every person I've ever met.
And your play on words, it drives me crazy.
But what's wrong with it? There's money in puns.
I don't like it. I don't like it. South Silly. I don't give a fuck about that, man.
Really?
Keep going, yeah. Yeah, really, dude.
The next time you work in Philly, I want you to open with that and see what happens.
Hey, what's up, South Silly? I'm going to do that.
It would bomb fucking bad. I wish
fire.
I was there. I would boo.
I'll bring the matches.
South Silly, what does that mean?
Yeah, it's
like,
great.
No, that doesn't make any sense.
He wrote that on one of my posts, and my best friend wrote,
she came at me.
We got a problem here.
I love it.
Yeah.
We got a problems with this guy. I thought it was BJ Stansberry.
Oh, Melissa will fuck you
up.
So
I met Freddie first, I think, and then I met you.
We got to talk about... Oh, you met Freddie first?
I think so, yeah. Okay. I met Freddie first.
But you were in La Jolla as well, or no?
I saw Bobby's picture in La Jolla with his hair.
What does that mean?
He's always a hair guy. You know, he's always done hair bits.
That one, right?
Yeah, it was. We talked about this on his podcast. He's a hair bit guy. So he's always going to have an opening hair. I know I look like Young Chow in a, you know, it's always something. I look like Bruce Lee with Down syndrome. I mean, it's always been, what's the box? Who's the boxer?
God, did I miss
Manny
a
Pacquiao.
Lot?
Okay.
And then he used to do, when he had the mohawk, I look like a Native American with Down syndrome. I'm like, so this guy's the hair comic.
Yeah, I was.
Oh, you're still doing it, I think.
I don't do a hair joke.
You don't have a hair joke anymore?
No, I don't do any hair joke, dude. Get the fuck out of here. All right, give me a hand. Shake my hand.
Oh, my. So for the first time in 20 plus years, Bobby is not opening. You're not opening with a hair
joke? I haven't done a hair joke in decades.
You just made me flash back to that picture, and I can't stop thinking about it with the fucking hair.
He was like this.
It was awful.
Right? And I go, he looks
funny. But he was so young.
Yeah, I was young. And back then, they always said, I'm from San Diego, La Jolla, right?
Yeah, yes.
So they were like, you need a hook.
And I would go,
I have funny hair.
Oh, this sounds like a Cheech and Chong sketch. I know you guys are. We need a gimmick.
You know how they go, you need a point of view. Right? So it's like you would say all these things. It's like, now I would tell a young comic, just be yourself. Be authentic, and that's it, right?
Yeah.
But back then, it was all about point of view, hook, because you had guys that would go up as a character.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And all these things, you don't know
it
what to do.
Crazy
yeah.
in the 90s.
Yeah, so
the
it was
90s
crazy.
Got a little crazy.
I opened for Dice. I don't know who you're talking.
Yeah, yeah.
Google it.
Should I call him and see
so
if he's
get
up?
This.
Yeah. Okay.
So I decided recently, because I've gone through this over and over and over and over with people that work in the meat department, the seafood department, and
Don't do your bit. Is this about?
I was right.
It is a joke, though.
I was at the end of it. I was right. They go, it does not, fish does not fall in the meat department. And I go, oh, I'm going to let somebody know about that. A little famous comment. And guess what I'm going to do? Since he did me for years, guess what I'm doing?
Andrew got mad at Johnny, so he did him on stage for years.
For years.
He asked Johnny a question, and Johnny went, Google it.
I go, oh, maybe I should Google it. He goes, are you kidding me?
Really?
This guy.
Really? What did he call you, Johnny Santiago?
Yeah, yeah. So then, Harry Basil, for years, he's like, he kept hearing about this Johnny Santiago guy.
Oh, Santiago.
Oh, and then he's like, how much Dice hates this Johnny Santiago dude.
Yeah.
So finally, I go, oh, I think it's me.
Yeah.
And then Harry Basil goes, wait, what? Wait a minute. I go, yeah. Was it when about Eleanor?
And he Google? Goes,
yeah, and Google. Not only Google, but it was when they were dating.
Were we dating?
Yes. Oh, and man. So Dice told Harry Basil, every time I walk out in the parking lot, she's talking to this freaking Johnny Santiago.
Yeah, yeah.
But see, most of it was a joke.
Was
you
Google.
Know that, right?
Yeah.
And then when
you
say Google, he just played on it and stayed on it.
So now,
he doesn't really care about you one way or the other.
What I want to do
is
I want to go, because I kind of feel like I should bring it back now that I realize I was right.
You can't let anything go, yes.
Okay, hold on.
Yeah, why is that?
No.
Why can't you let anyone
remember,
go?
Remember what you said?
Yeah. Okay.
Mexican revenge?
Listen.
I was not a close Mexico.
I'd like to do it like this. I'm going to go, no names. I'm going to go, hey, I'm not going to say this famous comedian's name, but I'm going to go, I'm going to do him.
Oh,
go, hey, like, oh, you're going to do it, Google. It's fucking weird. And I'm never going to say his name, but I'm going to do it. And I'm starting tomorrow night. Thank you.
But here's the thing.
But nobody cares.
Because
I like it.
I canceled on that Rubin show, right?
Oh, yeah.
So here's the thing. Let me finish what I'm saying.
That's the second time you canceled.
Let me finish what I'm going to say, though, right?
It's a fun show.
But here's the thing. I canceled twice, and I can tell, right, you haven't been calling me. I think that you're mad at me.
No.
So you hold on to grudges.
I felt bad.
But you,
no,
but do you not hold a grudge about that? Because you haven't been calling me or nothing.
Yelling.
Oh, yeah, I don't call you or text you because you never get back. I mean, you just ignore, you ghost people all the time.
Not
you're
yet.
Like Casper.
Back to me.
No, I get back to you. That's fucking,
no,
you're going to make me so angry. You're going
to
make me so.
You never get back to me.
I always, because the times I get back to you, you should see what the other people get. Nothing.
I got.
Okay.
If I give you an emoji of like a black finger or whatever, that's good.
Okay. Remember,
that's a good thing.
Remember the beginning of the show when she was telling me to pull it down?
Yeah.
He's
but
very
she's not,
high.
She's
yeah.
not
no,
telling
I
you
said
anything.
I am. I'm going to get headphones so he can hear himself.
Am I too loud?
No,
I know. I just get
emotional.
I just get emotional.
I was very emotional.
I'm sorry.
I wasn't going to yell, Johnny. I was there.
Yeah.
I was just
so,
like,
no,
I don't know.
I felt bad because you canceled a couple times with Ruben, but you do the white boy shows and you do the Asian shows.
What's a white boy show?
Anybody that's all like, if it's a
also,
if
it,
I don't even like. I don't even like where
did,
you're going.
He show, I said,
what did you show?
If you don't mind me
are
saying
you back
this,
on
go
the
whatever.
King?
Say whatever you want to.
I said
say whatever
PK,
you want to.
My good buddy PK,
oh my God,
who's a good friend of mine, who gets back to me all the time. I said to him, I go, Bobby's not going to show up. He's going to cancel.
Okay,
are you?
And then he goes, he showed up. I go,
you're acting so dumb right now, dude.
So he doesn't show up for Ruben.
No, you're acting so. Okay. Was it
the Kims of comedy?
All right. This is PK. He doesn't have my cell number, right? So he contacts me through Instagram direct message, okay?
Sure.
This is PK. No response. This is years.
But you did the show.
No. Listen. Okay. And one day, right?
So angry.
One day,
yelling.
One day, I for some reason I was on this.
Wait,
I go,
one
PK
day
again.
Or what
that, that last time I did it, right?
Oh, okay.
I go, this guy, PK, is trying to get a hold. Right? So I looked.
Stop.
I love him. He's a very talented kid, and I love him, right?
I like
but I was
PK
looking through all the years, 7 years of not responding to him, and the guilt of it made me feel bad because I'm trying to change who I am right now.
Aww.
I'm in therapy and psychiatry. I'm going through. I'm on medication. I'm trying to be a different guy, right?
Okay.
So I'm like, you know what?
Oh,
I'm going to do the show.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
All right.
Because I've gone the last 3 or 4 months have been a big transition for me.
Okay.
So I'm trying to do. You know what I mean? The opposite.
So
of what,
you know what's interesting? Now I feel bad about not contacting you.
I want you to feel bad.
I No,
I can't really, believe it feels good. We had to go through all that and shit on PK just to get him to say.
No, PK's a talented guy. I love him.
To get Johnny to feel bad. Yeah. I like it. I like where you went, though. I like how you did it.
No, I didn't know this.
Yeah.
And by the way, when Bobby does respond to me, it's when I see him do something, which he was on Hawaii Five-O, and
I've never been on Hawaii Five-O. Never
what
been on
was
it.
The show?
Never been on
recurring.
It.
Recurring.
And that's why I don't respond to you.
What was it?
That's why I don't respond to you, because you don't know what the fuck I'm doing.
No, which show was it?
You
Sex
guessed.
In the City?
No. He did. You had that character, recurring character on
Hawaii Five-O? Magnum P.I. Yeah. But okay. When you see her, it's not the same show. It's not the same show.
Same thing.
It's not the same thing.
It's in Hawaii.
Different cast.
Same dumb shit. Johnny's right.
It's a good show. It's a good show.
Wait a minute. Let me just say this.
Right.
I did not go from Chicago Med to Frasier. Right?
Chicago
Med and ER, if you mix those two up, I would have a problem with it. They're not the same show.
Yeah, but
they're not the same show.
In Hawaii? Didn't it take place?
Yeah.
Did it or not?
What?
Magnum PI take place in Hawaii?
It did.
Idiot.
Oh, you won the argument because okay, fine. Fine, but that's the reason why.
Give it up for Johnny Depp over there. He won an argument.
He won an argument. All right.
Jesus, Bobby, why don't you shit in his bed?
So, listen, Bobby was fantastic on that show, and he did an episode.
This fucking piece of
shit. Let me tell you about... Oh, thanks, Jonathan.
Yeah, you're a piece of shit, dude. You're a piece of shit.
So, he did an episode. Remember the episode where... listen, I watch my friends. When you did the episode of when the older lady had a crush on you, that kind of that thing,
ooh.
And Bobby delivered, yes.
Oh, good.
Like emotional. I mean, when Bobby used to do subtle stuff on Mad TV, even Keegan Michael Key used to go, "You need to do more of that, Bobby." And we all used to say that because he was great at the big energy stuff.
I like that you're talking about him like he's not here, but he is.
Yeah.
But he is. And
you can't give me a compliment. Just say it to my face.
No, you're a great actor. Like, Bobby's a great actor, man.
I believe you.
And by the way, let me just say this right now. I stepped out of my comfort zone.
To compliment him.
Oh. No.
What?
So, I got together with some writers, right? They already had a script, and they were throwing some ideas around on certain scenes, right? I mean, who knows if this is going to happen or not? It doesn't matter.
It's okay.
I said to them, there was a scene, and they were like, "Oh, we're thinking maybe I don't know, you know, so and so, these Asian guys that are, you know." I go, let me tell you right now. I go, Bobby can do that better than them, and I know because I've seen him. I've seen him do it.
And
in person.
Did they go, Bobby who?
They did not. Then.
They cast Bobby Luddington.
They both said, "Oh well, we didn't know
think about him, right?
We haven't seen him in a while.
No,
on anything.
No, because they know you as
about?
High
you were
energy,
just on Sex in the City, jackass.
High energy and stuff. And I said, let me tell you something. I can tell you right now, this scene right here, Bobby can do it better than all those names. Big names that you're talking about. I go, he'll do it better than that.
The big, big name, Dr. Ken Jones. What is it? Who are these big, big names?
Listen, this story just got weird.
Who are the names? Sorry.
Calm down. Let's go back to this.
Who are the names? Okay, we'll talk about it later.
Okay, this is what we're going to go to. So now you meet Bobby. You're in here.
Yeah, at the comedy store back in the day. This is
1998 for you.
Seven, eight.
When I met you, I came to L.A. in 98.
That's when I met him.
No.
Yes.
No, you used to come down with Freddie all the time. We used to fucking hang out back then.
Mitzi
in La Jolla.
Would make Mexicans travel together, yes.
Well, we
went to Bully's.
We would go to Bully's with Freddie.
And I was there with you guys that night.
Bully's was our favorite.
Remember Bully's?
I make people go there, and the last three times people got
sick. Do you mean Moondoggies?
No, Bully's the...
Mitzi used to love that steak restaurant.
We used to go to Bully's with Bully's. Mitzi.
Oh, I never went. Okay, so when we opened the new one... She did a Latino night.
We closed 916 Pearl Street, and she opened that other one.
Yeah.
Correct. And she...
That didn't last long,
She wanted to do a Latino night.
Yeah.
And she was like,
she had you guys take all the pictures down, put them up. I know that Freddie and Corey did that.
I did that too. I did that too. God,
hey, you were working
there,
there
for
bitch.
The photos though, and
you were working at the Hoya.
I will. Yeah, but I used to. I put the bamboo up.
But you worked there. Freddie was a comic going down there, so of course it was different.
All right, they're right. Okay, go ahead.
So I will remember this. You're right, you're right, I think I said this before to you. There was a moment where we were going to take a picture with Mitzi, and that was when Freddie and Corey met.
Yes.
Because I drove up with them. I was in the backseat. He had no springs. I almost got seasick.
That fucking Audi.
I needed a...
That dumb
correct.
Fucking Audi.
I was like this
Audi.
In the back. The whole way to San Diego, I go, Freddie, you need shocks. And he's like, I know, brother. I know, brother. So
he drove it to Texas a few times.
Okay. So we get there to do the show, and then we decide to start taking... I have these pics somewhere, right, in storage. Freddie... We go, let's take a picture with Mitzi. So we're taking snapshot pictures.
Right.
And Mitzi goes, what's this for? And Freddie.
It's the worst Mitzi I've heard.
What's this for? Anyway.
You're going to bring her back. Jesus Christ, John.
And Freddie goes, it's forever, Mitzi.
Oh. Aww.
Even at that moment, I went, wow, he's right. This photo is forever. Like,
that's why it's in a storage room somewhere that you can't even find it.
You can't even put it in a frame?
No, I will find it when Jennifer gets her shit out of my storage in South Kakalaki, okay?
All right.
Has it? You got to stop with all these names for cities.
Yeah.
It's uncomfortable.
They call
states,
it South Kakalaki.
Whatever.
I didn't come up with that.
If they call it that, they should be executed. Yeah. But it's annoying.
Listen, I love South Kakalaki. I love South Silly. I mean, where are you from again?
Korea.
San Diego.
Anyway. So we're going to talk about Freddie.
That's
what I meant, Bobby.
That was your crew. Your guys' crew, right? Like the people you guys started with. Like, you came a little after Bobby.
He was not part of our crew, though, at that time.
So, okay. Johnny's
crew. I always wanted to, though. You don't get it.
You wanted to,
but the guys in your crew, like, were
but
Freddie.
Bobby won me
who
over,
else?
Dude. What's that?
I won you over?
He won me over with his...
Unbelievable.
With his comedy at the time.
I won you over?
What?
That's unbelievable.
I mean, there's dogs howling right now. Stop it with the falsetto.
All right, sorry, man.
Oh, my
God. It's unbelievable, your mouth.
I mean...
Yeah, I mean, it's like... All right, so go ahead. Keep going.
Everywhere is bleeding. My ears...
my bad.
Go ahead.
You know there's a shortage of tampons, by the way.
I'm fine. I just let it loose. Okay. I'm a hippie.
Hey, when does that stop?
Oh.
What?
Probably next week. Johnny, just do what I'm talking about. So
okay. Oh, twalking. There's a W in there?
Twalking. Yes.
We're twalking about
I was
about
home
it.
For 2 weeks. Do what the fuck I'm saying.
Yeah. So
I might need more water. Anyway.
Yeah. And I might
kidding.
Need more
I'm
wine.
I'm kidding.
No, I mean, no more wine. No more.
No more wine. Yeah. Wait till after.
Wait
so,
after.
Thanks.
He's not the waiter. He's our producer. He
I'm
does
sorry,
the camera.
Jonathan. I don't even mean it like that. I did not mean to do it that
he
way.
He wants you that's to go around the back.
Disrespectful.
Deliveries are around the back.
Can I ask you a quick? Can I ask you a question? Real quick. I've always wanted. What do you have against the Comedy Store?
What does that mean?
I love.
Well, he
the
doesn't.
Comedy
call, you don't
store.
Call in. You don't a part of it.
I just feel like I fell off, and I just it's like new people came in, and I just felt like and when Tommy was here.
Yes.
He tried to get... I came back during the Matt... When I first got on Matt TV, and Tommy always made me feel like I was even lucky to get a spot, which he was probably right. But he's like, you know what I love? You're going to be in between Cap and Maz. My guys. He would always do that.
Is that your Tommy impression?
Is that... I don't even know.
I don't know
I'm
that
trying
was.
To figure out who you were doing.
Yeah.
I think that was
Johnny, you're brown, so we're going to put you with the Browns.
Oh,
like,
I didn't even know he sounded
I don't
like
do impressions,
that.
So I can't
know
do it.
I didn't know enough. Thank goodness Rick's not here.
Rick would have went crazy right now.
I mean, the last time I did this, dude, she kept going, do Dice. Do Eddie Griffin. Do it. And then he would sit back and he'd go like this. Or maybe it's more like this. And then...
Rick does do good impressions.
Me on impressions.
Yeah, he's very good.
And I'm like...
His Tommy is
and
impeccable.
And I felt set up.
What?
I thought Eleanor set me up.
Okay.
So Rick could just out
I didn't know this was going to be an episode of Insecure.
yeah. Dude...
Anyway.
So that's why. So you when Tommy was here, he didn't make you feel comfortable.
He never did because it was you guys were his Brett Ernst, Maz, all
when
you
did
guys.
I make you do the Tammy Jo show in the OR? Remember she had they let her do an early original room show, which I don't like. I like it if they do it in the main room or the belly room, it's fine. The original room is different, whatever.
You know, it's that and sacred, it was hollow ground.
Right, yeah. But it was still, she always packs it out. She always puts on a good show. Yeah, so I invited Johnny and Tammy was like, yeah, of course, put Johnny on. Mm-hmm. So we put Johnny on, but I wanted Adam. I think it was Adam was here at the time and I made Adam watch it and you crushed in the OR.
Yeah, but Adam didn't. I mean, no offense to Adam. Adam didn't.
But he said, he goes, yeah. I mean, he goes, no, he can call in, but where can I put him?
For six months.
And it just.
Nothing.
I mean, Adam was fucked because it was.
Hey, listen.
Name after giant name.
I'm not even going to go. Everybody was like, go there. Yeah.
Didn't we talk about that where we used to get upset? Like, if we didn't get spots, we would be like, what the fuck?
I didn't get spots tonight. A lot. This week, a lot.
Me too.
You're right. It burned.
But don't you
also... got your veils one night. What? Yeah.
But you got to understand. Everybody's got to understand. When Bobby puts in a veil, he goes, 9:30.
No, I don't.
My 9:30.
No, I'm at a point now where I'm like, anytime, midnight, I don't give a fuck, right? That's why I've been going to the improv.
Well, yeah.
Rita's been like...
Yeah, Rita's great.
Yeah, like just calling me. So I'm like, you know, if you're not going to... I'm not... I'm going to say this at the Comedy Store podcast, right? I'm not Bill Burr. I'm not Sebastian. I'm not any of these guys, mm-hmm. right? And I know that I'm getting spots out of loyalty. And because, you know, I have popular podcasts and I'm acting and this and that, right? Dude, but my fantastic. Point is that I'm not seen in the light of, like, the special ones. Mm-hmm. Because I get bumped all the time. I get bumped all the time.
Bobby, can I ask you something?
Still get bumped?
And I know you...
Yeah. What?
I mean, this guy.
Well, who's there?
He laughs.
It's our producer. John.
Yeah, I know, but why are you laughing?
Yeah. This is what's weird about Jonathan. He
who's
laughs.
Waving? Who's somebody's waving back there?
Oh, it's Emily.
Yeah. Anyway,
the
keep going. Yeah, yeah. I didn't know that she. Emily, get the fuck out of here! I just burned a bridge. You mean now it's a fucking uncomfortable? I mean, I know she loves me. That's what I meant to say. She loves me.
Anyway,
what I meant
go
to
back
say.
To what you were saying about Rita.
Yeah. Rita sucks, man. Rita's like the worst. Rita's one of the worst. Man, when is she going to leave that job, Rita? You know what I mean? But anyway, turn the light off, man. In the showroom.
I mean,
that made me so happy.
Yeah. Oh my God, I'm like blushing. I don't normally blush.
But it's true.
Anyway, like, Emily's the best. Can I just?
No.
Oh, Emma! I just got it right now.
Yeah, she's right there.
I got it.
Yeah.
I got it. Hence no spots.
Yeah. I got three this week.
Yeah.
So I was just exaggerating.
Of course.
I was exaggerating. But I got three this week.
Joking.
I always do this. Let me start over. All right.
Editing any of this.
I know we're not. I don't give a fuck, right? But let me start over, right? Let me say something, right? I didn't know that Emily was watching right now. She's the booker of the show. Let's listen to what I'm saying.
I didn't either.
So when I do that, you have to take an angle when you're podcasting, right? So you take you do.
No, you don't.
I do, though.
What are you talking about?
That's what I did.
That's right? Ass kissy.
I took the angle of
so
like...
So in other words, you weren't honest this entire time.
No, I wasn't honest. When I said that, I'll even show you the spots. I got three spots, but I said I got one spot to
for
make
dramatic.
It... For dramatic purposes. You know what I mean? When you're doing it, right?
Nobody cares. She's
I understand
upset.
That, but I don't give a fuck. And I do, though. I really do care. But my point is that she really does take care of me.
But
you know
my
what I mean?
Thing is, yeah, is a million comics...
I mean, yeah.
I can't save him. Come on, man.
All right, I'm back.
As if I'm not back. Dry enough. Yeah, you're going to throw that out?
Yeah.
God damn it, Bobby. But no, we were joking about a long time ago on here.
Yeah.
About like when Adam first took over, how hard it was to get spots. Like it was brutal because it was like... Rogan, fucking Burr, Segura. Like, I mean, everybody was coming in, so...
That was a tough time.
Because
it was the reinvention. It was like the renaissance of the store. Like, it came back.
But it was still killer, even late at night. Yeah, I remember. Like, and it still is. Like,
when
you go
when I came back around when Tommy was doing it, it was the bleak years.
Right, the dead years, what we call the dead years. Yeah, he was robbing from the thing.
Well, that's why you left.
No, he moved. You left? He moved.
No.
He went to the other club because it was dying. The store was dying.
No.
You piece of shit.
Let me tell you why.
Now you're out.
And I stayed.
Emily, I stayed. Even when the club was dying, I've always spent my loyalty at the fucking comedy store, all right?
Doing compressions.
Yeah, she was doing compressions, right? And when there was no audience, I bled.
Yes.
Every fucking piece of ounce of blood that I had for this club.
So let me explain what happened. This is 2000. This is 2001.
Yeah.
Okay. I remember. I know exactly when it happened.
Why did you leave? Tell me.
Let me tell you why. And I'm going to get some hate for this.
Because, by the way,
these guys are going to come at me. I get it.
Okay.
At this point, you're successful. You guys were on Mad TV.
No.
Not yet.
This is 2001. I didn't get on Mad until 2007.
What?
Yeah. Yes. So. Wow. Here's what happened. Here's what was happening at that time.
Okay.
Rogan, Dice, and Griffin.
Mm-hmm.
Now wait, let me just say this about Rogan.
I know what you're going to say.
Rogan was given 30 minutes. He would maybe do 40, 45 tops. Rogan was always great about his time.
Mm. Right.
Dice was doing an hour 15. Eddie was doing two.
Was doing a day
so
or two.
We were literally showing up. Mm. We were standing in the parking lot.
Eddie has helped vacuum this place.
Okay.
Yes.
And then they'd go, Eddie's here, man. And he's going to.
And he'll do the whole night.
And he did the rest of the night. So I kept leaving.
Mm-hmm.
I remember at the time telling Jen, I go, man, I'm not even getting any time anymore. I gotta move on.
So it's Mike Young had a showcase once, right?
Oh my god.
I'm not even done.
By the way, we called him the showcase comic for years.
Right? Yeah.
When you leave a pause, hey fuckface. When you're talking, no, listen.
I cannot wait to wrestle you.
When
you leave
Can
a pause, there's dead space.
He's a really good wrestler.
I'm very good.
Get fuck out of here.
He's a good wrestler.
I'm a professional.
There's no way I would rip you apart in the wrestling ring. I would rip you.
Although I do love that you post those.
I was on the wrestling team. Collegiate.
Bobby wrestled.
A professional wrestler.
Yeah, that's fake. That WWF.
No. It's set up already.
It's set up.
Get your singlet out and I will fucking wrestle you.
Okay. That would be a good thing.
Yeah.
I'm 50.
Give a shit.
Yeah, I'm not doing that anymore.
Yeah, I'm not doing that anymore.
You guys are pussies. Yeah. I'm old too. I'll lose a hip. Flipping him
around.
So
finish your story.
Yeah. Go get that pause.
Can I just finish? Because I noticed this. Yeah, I don't get to finish. So I go to the Laugh Factory, which I had been doing Latino night, Monday night, since 1994, by the way. But I was never a regular. And I called
at the Laugh Factory.
At the Laugh Factory.
Wow.
So 2002, I was doing no more the store because I couldn't get any time.
Yeah.
And so I was doing the ha-ha, original ha-ha, and I called Jamie, I called the Laugh Factory, I go, I want to showcase for Jamie. I showcased for Jamie in 2002, and Jamie's like, buddy, love you, buddy. You're the red calling spot. And that's when I made the shift, because I got spots every week, all the time.
Yeah.
And
Mitzi's health was declining and they were taking advantage because do you remember Nancy Pimento?
I do.
I might be saying her name wrong.
That's her name.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So Nancy, very funny comic.
Yep.
Kept getting bumped. She was doing she was showcasing for South Park. She had sold that movie, The Sweetest Thing.
She was killing it.
Yeah.
She was the only female writer. Trey Parker was coming and see her. Like they wanted her. And every time she had a showcase, Paul Mooney would bump her. Like for hours,
my God.
Eddie Griffin, Dice, and it got too much. She quit
comedy.
I'm
serious as a motherfucker. You know, I mean, come on.
Let's see
Rick Ingram do that. Anyway.
God, let me call him. You want me to call him?
Can I tell my Mike Young?
So you're right about Mike Young. So talk about Mike Young. Do it.
No, forget it.
I feel like I'm a momentum.
Because we called it.
By the way, this is supposed to be about. Well, let's go Mike Young, and then we're going to go on.
No, because we are supposed to be interviewing you. So I figured we'll do it at the end. We'll do it at the end.
Yeah, we'll do it at the end.
Okay.
Why do you look like a tan cricket?
I don't think you should laugh at that.
Yeah. Is that a look? That you know, is it genetics? Anyway, relax, dude.
No, I'm good.
Yeah, you were one of Mitzi's favorites, though.
Yeah.
You know that.
And she intimidated me
You were
so
a
much.
God to me, dude.
Yeah.
I honestly, like, I
you
looked up to you so much.
You would murder that man.
You would murder.
And you know what Bobby said to me on his podcast, which still, I can hear, it's still ringing in my ears. Yeah. He goes, you got fucked. You got fucked.
Yeah.
And you're 100% right, dude. I got fucked because I was at the wrong. Look at this shit now. Oh, it's okay for coconuts to be these watered down Mexicans. It's okay now.
You're a coconut. The fuck are
I
you
That's what
talking?
I'm saying, oh, but okay. At that time it was
you had to be,
George, it was Mencia, it was Jeff Garcia, it was Willie Barcet, it was you had to be from East LA.
Yeah.
You had to be bringing that ethnic.
Carlos wasn't.
Yes, he was.
He was from East LA. He lived in the valley.
Carlos is originally from East LA.
Carlos Alzraki?
Carlos Alzraki, yeah.
No, Carlos Mencia.
Don't call him that.
Oh, God. That's right. Oh, dude. Because.
Come on.
Fuck.
Hey.
Anyway.
Hey.
He can say whatever he wants.
He called me. You know, he tried to call me and that whole, dude, give me. It's fucking Ned. Call me back.
Yeah.
I mean, Carlos, but fucking what? Call me. And then somebody posted that shit that we did on your podcast on just that little thing.
Yeah.
And
they clip it. They clip
me.
It.
And he calls me.
Yeah. And what do you say?
You're gonna call me 25 years later?
Yeah.
You've never called me ever in your life.
Yeah.
Carlos.
Oh, man.
Oh, I'm sorry, Ned. And what? Fuck. Right.
Yeah.
You did get fucked by him hard.
Yeah, yeah, fucked.
But you and Freddie got fucked by him pretty hard.
Freddie,
I think
worse.
You got, I was going to say you worse because you got fucked out of TV. Freddie got TV.
That was a live taping. We're not going to get into that again.
Yeah, yeah,
oh,
yeah.
That one
we
night.
Already did that. We're not doing it again.
You know what?
Wait, is it the prison joke thing?
Yeah, the funny is funny. The taping.
Yeah, that was
right
crazy. That was crazy. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That was crazy.
That's why he called me.
Yeah.
He did say, I will give him this much.
That's Mitzi banging on the ceiling going, I love Carlos.
Yeah. She did give him the name. She gave him the name.
I know.
Yeah.
Do you know the first time I saw that guy, yeah. I was walking up to the belly room, yeah. Skippy Lowe's Saturday
Hello,
night.
Is he still alive?
Hey,
is he still
Mayor,
alive?
No.
Hello, Mayor.
He passed away like 5 years ago.
I have Betty
dude.
Grable legs. What do you got? Are you?
Yeah, yeah.
And you know that I used to bring friends and they'd go, is he or she, is it a man or what?
It's the first Pat. Yeah,
he
literally,
was the first,
I
yes.
would, yeah, I would Original walk Pat. Up the steps with a full tray of drinks, fingers in my hands, and he'd go, hold on, Mary, the guy's in the middle of something. And I'm like standing there. He's like, you can't serve your drink. I go, you better move the fuck out of my way. I'll hit you with this whole tray. I was fucking, Mitzi was
you know,
like, don't
that
just
guy,
ignore him.
Though, without him, for me,
he did a lot for a lot of guys.
A
like,
lot of us.
And for me,
you
too.
Know, you know what he would say to me? Because at that time, that's when I was still kind of like working out guy, buffed out dude.
I was going to say he used to feel people's, oh.
Yeah, and he'd go like this. First of all, he made us wait. No, there was no lineup. So, you know, up the stairs in the belly room?
Yeah.
Right? Up the, we were all like this. Like puppies in a...
Wait.
And yeah. You know, remember the puppies in the mall that he used to, so we're like this. We're like, we're looking at him. He'd go, He'd go like that.
Yeah.
And he goes, and he would pick you, right? He'd
yeah,
go,
yeah.
All right, get up there. You're next.
That's what yeah, you yeah. can do,
but
Mary.
But he used to tell me, he'd go, get over, you're up. And shake that body around. Well,
Yeah. And I would just be shaking, you know what I mean?
And
yeah, yeah.
The whole time, like,
one of my friends showed up. He came with me, and we pretended that he was an agent. So he
okay.
dressed in a suit.
That's
so I could
funny.
Get a spot, right? I go, hey, Skippy, this is my friend.
The original Mike Young.
Menazizi?
You didn't let him finish
anyway,
his story.
It's fine, fine.
Anyway, yeah, yeah. I'm sorry.
So go ahead, go ahead.
Anyway, he's going to get mad at me.
Who?
Menazizi. No, I'm kidding. Okay. Yeah. Anyway, so he starts massaging my friend's shoulders.
Oh, my
God.
And I remember he went, dude, I just let him do it for you because
He got molested. So you yeah,
before
stage
you,
time.
First daytime. Blessed.
Skippy Lowe's massaging his neck and back, so and my friend's funny. Like, I got to do this for Johnny because it was 1992.
Let's do it for Johnny.
Do it for Johnny.
Yeah.
How embarrassing.
So I know. So anyway, so Skippy was. I mean, he was like that dude.
Gay spine. So, he packed that.
Do you
fucking
know that
room?
At that time, Bobby? On a Saturday night,
he had a cable access show. He packed that room.
Right. But here's what they would do, which is still crazy to me that the people came upstairs. They would finish the main room and the host would go, hey, by the way, if you guys want to see continuous comedy, it's free up in the belly room. And they would all come
wow.
up. They just saw main room. They were watching John Caponera and
Dom Irrera.
Dom Irrera. Who was the guy that was Haas's Boss Hogg's nephew? On the Dukes of Hazzard, remember?
I don't know, but you better finish.
Freddie Asparagus?
Love Freddie Asparagus.
Freddie Asparagus. Yeah. Remember?
Remember he used to whistle? Oh, wait, what?
Oh my God, the guy that, he was Boss Hogg's nephew on the Dukes of Hazzard. Anyway.
Frankie Pace?
No, not Frankie Pace.
I mean, he would be perfect.
But Frankie Pace was there. Headline.
Yeah.
And they would tell people, go upstairs for continuous comedy. And they would walk in and watch open micers.
Oh. Yeah.
And it would pack out, dude.
Yeah.
And Skippy went crazy. Okay, over here, you can sit over here. Yeah. All right, you, honey, you, Mary.
Everybody was Mary. It was the
Why
best.
Was it open mic? I did this cable access show, and he goes, just come on, do it, right? And I show up, and it's me and Debbie Reynolds.
Jesus.
Right? And, yes. And he was treating me the same as Debbie Reynolds, and I go, and I'm like, I just got here to L.A. I've done nothing. You know, so you know about auditioning and, you know what I mean? I don't know, what? Can I get an agent? What's going on here?
Wow.
Like, I was, and she's like going, what the fuck is this little fucking?
You're like, that's Ted.
Yeah, your hair was like that.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Is this Mr. Chow from Beverly Hills?
I mean, who he got Jeff Altman.
Jeff Altman.
Oh, I love Altman.
Oh, he played his nephew in that? That's
he was
so
nephew
funny.
I love Jeff Altman.
On the Dukes of Hazzard, man.
What a nice guy.
Oh, and the greatest.
Get Boss
and
Hogs.
Subtly sexually harassing. Yeah, I loved him.
What a nice guy.
I don't press charges, Johnny.
I know.
But I'd be waiting tables and he'd walk over and if like my bra was showing, he'd go, black, huh? And I'm like, oh! Let me see.
And get this.
Yeah, yeah.
So Boss Hogg had a Cadillac with the horns, right?
Of course.
He drove a Volkswagen Bug with the horns on it.
That's so funny.
What happened to him?
I don't know.
Jeff,
but get this. I'm so glad I showed up with this.
You fucking
drunk. Because I knew you guys were
going
to do it. I knew.
Mexican piece of shit.
Mm-hmm.
With a flask in your pocket.
Yep,
you
plastic.
Fucking
this
trash.
This is how I got into Rod Stewart. This is how I got alcohol into Rod Stewart last night because it was a lease out.
Anybody that goes to Rod Stewart
should have
a flask in
no,
their pocket.
What do you mean?
No.
Stop it.
You have a fucking problem, huh?
No,
you bring
don't.
Up Skippy Lowe?
I just knew you guys were going to get me another drink.
I'm sorry.
I'll
get
you another
drink. I love
that
you
guys would not get me another glass of wine.
I'm an excellent waitress. No,
Scott Day would have got me another glass of wine.
There she is. Oh.
It doesn't say what they identify as.
We got to talk about Freddie.
No, we're not quitting yet.
Yeah.
Almost.
Well, I mean, it's already an hour.
What are we at?
We got to be in an hour.
56.
See, what?
Look at fucking Johnny keeping
that's
time.
That's the Aztec
over there.
In me, man. It's the Aztec in me.
Aztec.
So I want to talk about Johnny. Johnny, I'm Freddie.
Wait, I want to talk about that as well.
Oh, he was so good, though.
That's so funny.
He was so good to comics, man.
Can I have a question.
Yeah, so how did you guys all meet? Like, if Bobby came up, he was not in your guys' group.
Not at first, no.
Yeah, I tried to though. I saw that they were like the next generation up,
mm-hmm.
and I was just an open micer from San Diego. And you know what you said to me early on in my life, and I'm this is true, but before it used to offend me, but you said to people that I was an opportunistic person.
Yeah, you're a climber.
Are. And I still am.
Yeah, absolutely.
That feels gross.
You don't have to touch me anymore.
That feels gross. But there is always, I am like that.
But there's those people, but we also tried to help you, Freddie.
Yeah, you guys did try to help.
Not Johnny, Freddie and I. You weren't there for this.
I tried to get Bobby laid.
We're not talking about that.
Yeah,
we're talking about show business.
I did.
Yeah.
I did.
Yeah. He did help me. We've
that's
had experience.
Fine.
Remember that? Remember the girl from Jersey, the blonde, and then we went to the hotel.
Was she one of my waitresses?
No.
Piece of shit.
But Jen,
was one of my favorite
waitresses.
Will still
tell me to this day. Get this, dude.
What?
She was interviewing. Eleanor was interviewing Jennifer.
Yeah.
And Lauren walks in. She had some eye thing going
Peltz,
on.
Peltz, yeah.
Peltz walks in.
Yeah.
She had these like dark things. And Jennifer went, I wear my sunglasses at night. And she said, Eleanor laughed. She goes, that's it. You're good.
Anybody that shits on somebody shits immediately.
On yeah. And she said,
and Lauren's like, what the fuck? You're going to let her talk about it? I just had electrolysis. You're gonna let her. I'm like, Lauren, you have a beard too. What the fuck? Yeah, so yeah.
She looks great.
Lauren looks amazing.
She looks amazing.
She's unbelievable. Fantastic.
I don't think she ever liked me.
Lauren Peltz?
Yeah, and can
absolutely
I want to talk
not,
about
that's my
getting,
fault.
Can we talk about crushes? Really hey, can we talk about waitress cut crushes real quick?
Yeah. This is why Mitzi would make you cannot fuck the comics
but
because
it
of assholes like you who your best friend.
Caponera.
No,
he did the same thing. He married her.
But I understand. But the other one had to get a restraining order against that fucking psycho. Then there was another one who, you know who I'm talking about, your fucking Chips Poncho partner, whatever his name is. And
who is that?
I'd rather not say. How about his white friend.
How about the nickname Carter Belly? We'll leave it at that. I won't say his last name.
It's the only time we'll let him get a play on words. Yeah, so.
Yeah. Hey!
No, I like him. I love him, but I felt
bad.
What
do I gotta do? Can you believe
this? It was too much that I had
to... Sebastian at one point said to me, he was only here for like a year.
Yeah.
I got
never
off the
slept
main room,
with any of my waitresses.
And he walked over
thank
to me
you,
and he goes,
Sebastian.
What do I gotta do to get an agent?
Yeah.
And look.
I know.
Spot,
he used to come
spot,
to my house
everything.
And goes, I have one line. Can you help me with the one line? And we would rehearse the same line over and over again, and he still wouldn't get it.
Aww.
And he'd be so devastated. Oh my God, it's unbelievable where he is now.
Yeah. And you know, he's also a guy that hates crowd interaction.
He
I don't know
it.
If he's still that way.
He still is. Yeah.
Yeah. That yeah. thing has yeah. always been.
He's like, I write. listen.
This is my favorite. Yeah. He did a spot at the Laugh Factory, 20 minute set, right? Of course, you know, he would jump off at 19.
Oh, yeah.
That's just
oh,
Sebastian.
Wait, really?
He'd go, he'd get the light. He'd go, in the middle of the bit, he'd go, good night. So he'd come upstairs.
Yeah, yeah.
And then this comic goes, hey, man, like, why'd you just walk off? He goes, because I had a 20-minute set, so I do 20.
I like
not
that.
Not 21.
Weird.
Not 22.
Because of all the Eddie Griffins and all that
exactly.
stuff. Yeah, we learned.
He was in that room. Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
You try to tell these
and
guys.
And I told Ned.
Hey, don't get me started.
I told Ned, I go.
Ned would do it too.
Yeah, I told Ned. Bad. The reason why they don't like you, it's not because of the stealing. I think it's because of the bumping.
Definitely come in and be like, oh, you're next, and then go. And somebody did that to me recently.
Yeah.
Like there was a lineup in place. It wasn't here, but they saw that I was on. And they, oh, sorry.
See, he laughs at the weirdest times.
Yeah. But it wasn't here. It was in New York. And the person saw me and go, wow, I haven't seen you so long. And then they were like, oh, she kills. And then I was like, oh, I think I'm next. And I went, they had walked out. And then I went out and I realized they were like, oh, I want to go like before her. And I was like, okay. Like was like I'm not waiting, and this person is a bigger name, but he was like, oh, I'm not following that, like, and I was like, what the fuck? Like, and that was to me like a Ned thing, like that's how he would do, like if somebody was good, he would go up and try to bury them, and I don't think this person was trying to do that to me, but I felt like,
well, I always said to myself, of course I pictured my career different than where it is right now.
So did we all.
So I thought I'd be doing movies and then and all these TV shows and you know whatever. And that I remember watching everybody walk in, the big guys, the big names, and I always said to myself, if I did feel like bumping, I'm only gonna do 10.
Bill Burr will come in.
Do 10,
15. Gentlemen out.
Right.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Chris Rock, I remember one time he
does 15, 20.
Right. Or
Tops.
I would say to myself, or the other way, I would just go last. because
Chappelle had been going last.
Yeah.
Coming in and going up last.
Yeah. I just feel like it's
which is nice.
We're hour in. We have to talk about Freddie.
Oh my God. We're
hour in. We haven't talked about Freddie.
We're talking about Freddie.
He doesn't even like you.
I know he didn't like me. I know he didn't.
For a long time.
For a long time he didn't like me.
Wow, for a long time.
For a very, very long time he didn't like me. Yeah. And we've already talked about that.
Let's talk about that.
You're right.
Wait. You talked about it on your podcast.
We have talked about it.
Oh, you talked about it here?
Well, you know, you and I've talked about it. We talk about it. Yeah, we talk about it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I always talk about Freddie. Man.
This is for Freddie right here. Because you know what? Freddie would do this. Hey, brother.
Yeah.
Look. Hey, brother.
Hey, brother.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, bro.
Oh, my God.
Well, his birthday is.
How about
week.
his longboard skateboard?
Oh my God! That I go and you, when he passed,
it was like 20 feet long. I go, what are you doing? He's all.
Ew. Look at the one with the peace sign. I can't.
Hey, did you guys?
This is my favorite thing, though. Johnny Sanchez would say to Freddie, "Hey, man, you gotta calm down, because you're gonna have a heart attack on stage."
I did say that.
And this motherfucker's up there. You're parking. And I'm like, who are you talking to? Yeah.
I was 100. Hey, listen, I was 130 pounds.
Yeah, his birthday is coming up this week. That's why.
So this is the thing with Freddie was, you know, we got along great, man. Along with Luke Torres, we just really got along, man. There was no, and you know what it was, Elle?
Yeah.
He was from Texas. Luke was from Texas. And I was from the San Joaquin Valley.
And yeah. Oh, look at Freddie and Bobby. Is that in Hawaii?
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
So that photo was when Freddie and I, this is.
He didn't age well.
Yeah.
That's how he looks now.
But that photo right there was when Freddie and I started talking again.
Yeah.
After all those years. Yeah.
Look how slim he was, man.
Oh, that fucking visor. I could kill him for that.
So Freddie's, you know, I'm probably repeating myself, but I was there for Freddie's birthday, his last birthday in Vegas. And I remember Pat Buckles calling me. She's like, hey, do you mind? I don't mean to like insult you, but do you mind hosting the show? Freddie's going to be the headliner. It's in Vegas.
Yeah.
Lipe Esparza. And there was like a female comic and somebody else. I don't remember who else, whatever. And I go, and it was like 1500 for 10 minutes. I'm like, are you kidding? I don't give
a
shit.
And we all love Pat Buckles. So
love Pat.
And I remember Freddie even going, hey, brother, I hope this doesn't bother you that I go, Freddie, I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
We're in Vegas. It was his birthday. So that was the only time I ever got mad at Felipe Esparza because that was the night that he called me Pocho in front of a full Latino audience, which is very triggering for me.
What does Pocho mean?
Whitewashed. White boy.
True.
Watered down.
Is it true?
Correct. It is true, and that's why he gets
now
offended.
Now I embrace it.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, now I'm like the leader. I'm like Pocho Villa. Pocho Villa.
By the way, my favorite Johnny bit.
Fucking guy.
My favorite Johnny bit.
Fucking.
It's annoying, but my favorite Johnny bit, stop looking at the ceiling, was when, you know, a Latino crowd would come up to him and be like, hey, do you speak Spanish? He'd be like, no. You can learn it.
You can learn it. Everybody would say that. I remember.
With the bangs.
Oh, the bangs. How about that older guy in El Paso that walks up to me? You really don't speak Spanish?
Oh, yeah.
I go, no, I don't. And you're Mexicano? I go, yeah.
Oh, they
he
get
goes,
so
you're
mad.
A disgrace to our race.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know what he said?
What?
When he walked in, he goes, I hope you never make it. And he walked.
Yeah.
And man, that guy was powerful.
Yeah, yeah. Powerful. And then I go, you're going to remember me, man. Your grandkids are going to be just like me. Right? I yelled that as he. So he came to one of my shows 15, 20 years later.
No.
Yes. I go, you got grandkids? He goes, I do.
Coconut.
I go, do they speak Spanish? They do not.
Yeah.
I just want to tell you, you're right. It changes each time that you want. You know what I mean? Like.
Yeah,
you know,
was it Mr. Soto that did that to you? Freddie.
So
Freddie used to get in a lot of trouble.
By the way, Freddie, I don't know if you guys knew this. I don't know if Eleanor knows this. Freddie gave up his dad for about a month. All right, do you remember this?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you do remember this. And I remember Freddie goes, yeah, brother, I'm pulling out of my dad thing, bro. it's just it's he's getting all the laughs now. I go, oh, what are you gonna talk about?
It's about him.
Yeah. And he was dating Corey at the time, so he was going on stage talking about her burning candles and all this stuff. He did 1 month.
Yeah.
And then I remember walking in at the OR one day, he goes, hey, how many S's in the worst chicken? Yeah. God damn it.
Yeah.
I go, yeah.
Yeah.
And I did tell Freddie and his pilot when he was going to shoot his pilot.
Oh,
I said,
I have a good pilot one. Go
okay.
ahead.
I said to Freddie, even though he was only probably 30, 31, but he could have been a dad. And he could have had a son his growing up.
That's interesting that you say that.
And I said to Freddie, I go, you're playing your dad, right? And Freddie goes, oh, no, brother. I'm going to get somebody to play. I go, no, Freddie, you're playing your dad.
That guy wasn't great, yeah.
Right.
No offense. I mean,
No, because he couldn't
capture.
That
role was bigger than him. It was different.
Correct.
Yeah.
And I remember saying to Freddie, I said, Freddie, no. You're playing the dad.
Yeah.
You're the dad. You were 8, 9 years old, weren't you? You can have a 9, 10-year-old.
I was in grade school. My parents were in high school. Hey, Dad, I need lunch money. Remember?
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
And he could be a Mexican Archie Bunker kind of a guy. Yep. Yeah, yeah, yes. That's exactly.
And Freddie goes, nah, brother, I'm going to be the son. And I go, yeah, Freddie, nobody's going to play your dad better. I go, but hey, and I didn't want to be negative.
Of course.
But I was just like.
It's such a sensitive time.
But I could see Freddie look at me like, you know, that look, yeah. Like. I mean, what are you talking about, dude? And I remember go, and then later on, he did say to me, he goes, I should have played my dad in the sitcom because
yeah.
He grew up with, it didn't matter if he was only 30. I think Freddie at that time, I don't know. I don't mean to, I'm sorry. I know you're going to say something, but I keep cutting you off.
No, it's okay. You're right.
Feel like Freddie at that time was only 30, 31, 32. I think he felt like, dad, like
right,
because he wasn't.
Of course, he didn't want to be an older guy.
Correct.
But it, the thing is, they put this white boy with him to write. I never forget that. And I remember meeting them for lunch, and
no
I was
offense
like,
"To what? To
no Whitey. Offense. The guy was great, but it was just it took all of Freddie out of it. Yeah. And so for the pilot, I brought Mitzi. And so we're walking on the set, and you know, Mitzi, she has no boundaries, no rules, yeah. Nothing. Yeah, and so she goes and sits down. It's like a hot set. I'm like, I don't think we can sit here. You know? She's sitting in like a kitchen, right?
Yeah.
She's just in there and she's swerving in the chair. And she went, this isn't right. It's not going to go.
Wow.
They didn't do it right.
Wow.
And I go, Mitch, you know, they're over there. They're yeah, rehearsing. They work. You know what I mean? His
yeah, the builders are there.
Here,
me,
right?
Yeah. They're behind the table. What?
Actually, I was like, oh my God. Like, you know, his mom was right there. I was like, Mitch, please. And she's yeah. Like, I don't know who's going to tell him, but we got to tell him. And I'm just
wow.
Looking at her like, I'm not fucking saying anything.
Wow.
Are you nuts? And me and Freddie were tight. Like, yeah. I wouldn't go, but you don't just. I don't know shit about a TV show at that point, especially. So I was just like, I'm not going to say anything. And so she was like, let's go. And I go, we have to watch the taping. She goes,
she
why?
Knew before
it's not
the taping?
Go. Yeah, absolutely.
That's Mitzi. She knew.
It was the weirdest fucking moment. And I had to take, we watched, we stayed. We waited till after. She goes, this is great, Freddie. And we just walked away. And I was like, I'll call you later, you know, whatever. And I just took her back.
Did she go crazy afterward? Like, did you get her opinion in the car?
No. Oh. I was nervous. I was like, oh my God,
but
what
she
if she's right?
And
but we,
Freddie
you know,
should have played his dad.
Yeah.
But you're absolutely right. It was completely not right for him. It was completely not right yeah. for him. And then after that is when he just like couldn't, like just things kept going down and down mm-hmm. for him.
But he almost got that Fox deal. They were about to get a Fox deal.
Yeah, they gave him
with Al Madrigal and.
Oh, Al Madrigal.
I think it's
I'm sorry,
pronounced Al Madrigal.
Is this Visalia? Is this the same? Is this the Visalia
oh,
thing?
I'm pronouncing
like,
it. I'm pronouncing it how the coconut would pronounce it. So it's Al Madrigal.
All of a sudden, you speak Spanish,
and,
you piece yeah. of shit.
And Willie Barcena. Okay, so they
Willie Barcena, Al Madrigal, and Freddie Soto.
They did a Fox.
But there was another pilot before that. Freddie was another one that
oh,
he got
okay.
a split deal with
okay.
with the girl who played the drummer in Selena.
Yes.
I forgot her name.
Yes.
They were going to do a show together.
You know what's what I remember? I got that one development deal with Warren Littlefield.
Okay.
And I remember Freddie goes, hey, man, how much you get, brother? And I remember I was like, that's $100,000. And Freddie goes, I got $250, brother.
Yes, he did, brother. And he spent every nickel of it. Every, I go, Freddie, so, why do you have another couch in here?
And a skateboard. And so, Freddie, so you know I was with him. So I was with him on his last birthday in Vegas. And that was the night, the only time I've ever been mad at Felipe Esparza for calling me Pocho in front of everybody. So I have to go back to that. But that night, I hung out with Freddie. And his two cousins came to the show, and
Freddie
missed his flight the next day, by the way. And
they weren't his cousins. Was that Curtis and Carlos?
He said they were his cousins.
Oh, okay.
So we went to even the Sands.
So funny.
Sands was still open, dude.
So this is 2005, June 22nd.
Correct. And we partied. We did Jaegers. Freddie was in it.
He came home with a black eye, didn't he?
In a 5 in the morning, I stumbled back to my room. Freddie did not make his flight the next day, but he left me
a message. Lost his license.
Okay. He left me a message the next day. Hey, brother, thank you for, I wish I would have saved it. He's like, thank you for hanging with me on my birthday. And I know, forget about Philippe, all that shit, man, because
he remembers because you're upset
because
yeah.
He kept going to me. He's like, pull back on the angro, brother. And I go, no, Felipe, come with Pocho, man. I was so mad all night. And Felipe kept texting us, and then, pull back. Where are you, fool? And I was like,
are you, Pocho?
He ain't hanging out with us, man. He called me Pocho, dude. And Freddie kept going, pull back on the
you're
angro,
like a baby,
brother.
Dude. You're like a baby, dude.
So I was also there on Freddie's last night, because I walked into the Laugh Factory. He had just finished. He was all sweaty.
He got a standing ovation.
Standing ovation. His last set, Bobby. I walk in. Jamie's talking to him. I walk in, and everybody's just kind of around Freddie in that little lobby. And I go, what's going on? And then Jamie's like, Buddy, oh, my God, Buddy. It's a crazy good. Good crazy. So good of all times. You know what I mean? And Freddie's like, thanks, brother. I go, what? And they're like, Freddie just got a standing O. I go, oh, my God. So we go upstairs. Tony Rock's birthday. They were celebrating Tony Rock's birthday. So we're eating cake. And you know what I'm talking about,
no,
right?
No, I don't know. Okay. Go ahead.
So we're cutting the cake. Freddie comes back up. You know, he's got a Bud Light in his hand. He comes sashaying in, right? He ain't gonna miss out on no cake, right? So Freddie goes, oh, I'll take a slice, brother. So my last image of Freddie is you know those booths? There's that.
I've been to Laugh Factory. Yes,
I
do.
Yeah, I don't know if you do it.
Don't block the camera. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, so there's that bar area, the fake bar.
Yeah.
Right. So Freddie gets the cake, walks over and I for some reason I just was like, what's he up to? And Freddie goes like this, and his head was shaking. He stuffed the entire
thing. That's a fat guy.
It was a fat guy thing. He went like this. I go, fucking Freddie. Yeah.
Wow.
You're just downing a cake slice.
Gotta get it in, brother.
Gotta get it in, brother. So then he walks back over. I see him. His cheeks. He's like this. I can see the cheeks from outside of his neck, right? Chomping. And then he downs the Bud Light.
Oh, Freddie.
He goes like that. And he puts it down there on that little bar. And he walks over. And I go, I said, because I knew about what happened the month before where he didn't wake up. They had to open his door to get him the flight. I said, Freddie, where are you going tonight? What are you doing? He goes, I'm going to go party, brother. I go, man, Freddie. And I never say this to comics.
Ever,
because I'm the last one to be saying that, okay?
With a flask in your pocket.
And I said to Freddie, I go, hey, man, just be careful. Oh, you know it, brother. Always. Name of the game. And I watched Freddie walk down those stairs, and I got the call the next day.
It's crazy.
I mean, just,
yeah.
You know, who would have, it was just unbelievable. You just go, it's not real.
Yeah,
you
know. But right before that, and I think I told you about this, what we were talking about, Carlos, like that mind of Mencia.
Yeah.
computers were new to us. And this mm-hmm. was after the birthday incident because him and Corey were fighting because the black eye. It was a whole thing.
Oh, he got a black eye that night?
Somewhere.
Oh, okay. See, I didn't even.
There right. was a whole thing.
Okay, got
so
it.
So these two call me and they're arguing with one phone. So she grab it, say something, he pull it. And this bitch, it's. Feels like seven Rastafarians fucking in the garage because she's smoking so much weed. And she's like, and this motherfucker. And I'm like, oh my God. Like, they're just going back and forth.
I mean, not so, funny, but funny.
But they were upset. You know, obviously, bullshit was happening. So she was upset with him. And Corey knows. She knew. She's a partier. She knows what the fuck he's doing. So she's calling him on his shit.
She's Nolens.
And so, whatever. So we're talking, and he goes, you got to go to a computer. You got to Google this thing. I'm there. He's taking me step by step through it to pull up the ad for Mind of Mencia. Mm-hmm. And it was like, just say there was five jokes. Four of them were Freddie's top new jokes. And he goes, I'm done. I'm beside myself. I can't take it anymore. And that night he went in the ocean and he was like, I'm cleansing myself. I'm quit. And his friend thought he was going to like go kill himself. He was terrified, but he was like, thought he was going to drown. He literally was naked in the ocean cleansing himself.
It's so pretty.
Screaming because he was just over it. He was,
I mean, he's
very sensitive. Yeah. Like Mitzi would say, he has a heart of a woman.
Yeah.
And his father would call him a faggot.
Yeah.
And,
how about
look
that
at his shoes?
How about the documentary when, man, the worst part of that documentary. It just killed
me. I didn't watch
me.
It. Corey gets mad at me continuously.
Dude, when his dad...
Did you see
there's
it?
There's a scene when his dad is just
Corey
knocking Freddie and then pretending to hit him. And Freddie's like that. Dude.
It's brutal.
It's trauma.
It was so
they had a love-hate relationship.
Yeah. But Freddie's flinching...
You saw it.
It just... I was like, my heart just broke. I went.
He adored him, and he resented him all in the same breath. Like that's why he would make fun of him. He could do it so much. His mother couldn't. There was nobody sweeter, Miss Anna. Mm-hmm. Nobody sweeter.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, Freddie's dad passed away on his birthday, 4 or 5 years after Freddie's
with throat cancer
death.
Or something.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
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 He came here. He saw me in the belly room doing stand up. So that was kind of exciting.
So everybody, I mean.
Check it out.
I mean, I gotta go. Freddie
What's
go.
Your Freddie story?
I gotta go.
Go watch
we do.
Freddie.
It's
a long time. It's like an hour and a half.
Yeah, it's a little long. Can we cut
Bobby got quiet, and I feel bad. We're not being rude, all right?
No. I love it. No,
I mean, Freddie would enjoy you being
here's
quiet.
The thing, all right?
He's still mad at you.
No. When I was with Steve Byrne and Dr. Ken Jeong. We were driving from San Francisco.
And you had your issues with Dr. Ken Jeong. Let's not even get into that. How about the wrestling match at Cobb's? How about the wrestling match at Cobb's?
We're not doing
it. We're not going to go back and fuck
it's
you,
high,
dude.
It's high,
I know
high.
What you're trying to
it's
do, right, dude?
Yeah, yeah.
We're not doing that right
the wrestling
now.
Match
calm
at
down,
Cobb's.
Calm down.
That's okay.
All right, it's fine, okay?
Okay.
Wow,
not my
you
fault, though.
You really know his buttons.
Not my fault, though.
It's like watching a puppet. You're pushing his buttons.
So here's the deal, all right?
Freaking out.
I was a Steve Byrne, and you know he only listens to Oasis.
Okay.
You know, I'm like, turn that off! You know what I mean?
Oh,
Steve Byrne, you know
can
Steve
I
Byrne.
Just say this?
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Those two brothers
Shut
said
up, really?
15 years
ago. Yeah,
wait a minute. 15 years ago, they go, we're going to be bigger than the Beatles. How's that going, Oasis? I just want to make sure.
Let's check in real quick.
Go back to your puns.
See the drinking? That's what I'm saying. He says, you went this way. You know what I mean? So my point is
okay,
this, okay?
Oasis.
I was driving, and I get a call from, unfortunately, Ned. Calls me. And Ned goes, hey, bro, are you alone? I go, no, I'm with Ken and Steve. And he goes, Freddie passed. I made the guys pull over, and I just burst into tears. Because my honestly, like, because when I first met Freddie for the first couple of years, we were like bros.
I know.
We would spend all night long playing guitar, singing songs. And, you know what I mean? Him and I had the same background. Like, my dad was very traumatic. You know, he might beat the shit out of me all the fucking time.
Yeah.
And, you know what I mean? And we were both also dudes that were, like, he was a Mexican dude that was kind of white, like you. You know what I mean? We were Americans.
He was a bocho.
We were Americans.
Yeah,
we were
a generation.
But he spoke Spanish.
Slight. He could get out of a situation.
But same thing with Freddie. We grew up with the same kind of music. We grew up with the same. We were influenced by the same age.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Americana, and we related on that fact. And then we had our differences, and we didn't talk for many years. But on the we had gone to that photo was a month before he passed, right? So him and I had already. You know what I mean? We went to Hawaii together to do this show, right? And I was like, I remember feeling like I'm gonna reestablish my friendship with him. And at the time I was on Mad TV and stuff. And when I pulled over, I mean, I like couldn't breathe. Like I was gagging, you know what I mean? Because like, it just was like devastating. And then here's the thing that I remember the most. During the Comedy Store thing, when you and Corey were on stage and they played kid photos with him, I had to leave. I was trembling, and it was just the most devastating thing. And it's one of those things in my life that, like, I was never able to resolve things with him. I know that him and I, because me and Al still hang out.
Yeah, you would have resolved.
Not resolved that, we would have done shit together.
Absolutely.
And we would have made magic together. You know what I mean? I mean, him and I are very similar, and we have the same kind of
upbringing
and all that stuff. So I'm sure we would have come up with projects together and really done stuff. And it's like, I just never got the opportunity to do it. So it's just like, you know, during this segment of the podcast, I was just listening and reflecting because it's like, it's just a deficit. It's just something that's not resolved. And it's just like devastating, you know?
It really was.
Should we end on that? No, I'm kidding.
Johnny, well, I know I was on a speakerphone with my sister. And I started getting text messages coming in. First one was Debbie Gutierrez. I think Freddie's gone. I'm like, what? Next one, Ernie G, bro. Right? Freddie's dead, dude. I go, what? What? And I go, okay, hold on, Cindy. I go, I think one of our good comedian friends is gone. And she goes, oh my God, what? So I got off the phone. I called Ernie, I called Debbie Gutierrez, and they're like, Freddie's gone. I go, no, I just saw him last night. I just saw him last night. There's no, what? He didn't wake up. He didn't, you know.
Crazy.
Yeah. How did you find out?
I don't know if I can say it without
Say it.
Just say it.
We're all saying it.
I want to hear it.
No. I'm happy to be able to hold.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Sorry. Anyway, for those of you, of course you guys all know Elle and Ho, but Freddie was literally jealous of their relationship, because I'm like, if she's going to have a Mexican best friend.
Hey, you're my god.
Shouldn't
son.
It be yeah. me?
Yeah.
Who got picked up before, you know, I will say Freddie, when I got picked up, because, you know, he was working the door and he was hosting the Sunday night potluck at the time. It was Sunday. I mean, this is how great Freddie was.
Oh, and
I did the four auditions and I got it. And Freddie was the first one to walk up to me and go, I heard, brother. Congratulations, man. Congratulations, brother. And I remember feeling weird because Freddie had been at the store driving Mitzi.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
I
Jesus.
Mean, everything.
And we were here every day.
Thanks, Freddie. And I felt weird because he was not, but I was there the night that he got made.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Because he was hosting the potluck night, and he went on this tangent and he stood up on those little I guess those are tables.
Yeah.
You know, really, for the people to put their drinks.
Of course.
Freddie went
the
on
front
this.
Row. Yeah.
Yes.
Johnny.
And so Freddie was.
It has been a while since you performed here.
So Freddie was was obviously emceeing, and then he went on this weird tangent. Let me tell you guys, man. And he stood on those things, and I remember hearing Mitzi. I know, not good. Anyway.
Bad.
Whatever. And
Freddie.
He got off stage. And Mitzi goes, Freddie, you're paid regular.
Oh, that's great.
It was that night. And I saw that happen.
That had to be before I got here. Because I think
you were working.
Don't get
I don't
so
remember
angry.
Him getting passed. I remember his name getting on the wall.
What was the story where Eric Douglas?
Oh my God,
dog?
That was amazing.
So can we end with that story?
Okay.
So Eric Douglas, Michael Douglas's
brother.
So you know how celebrities
I just told somebody
yeah,
this
so celebrities
story.
Always have that one brother that's like weird. Like
what's
we're
the,
like Francisca Hilton, right?
No, no,
she's
no.
a Hilton, but time she's out. Like came out wrong of the vagina. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So they accept her. Yeah,
there's always one kid.
That's the Trump daughter too.
Yeah, that they never like show. Yeah, yeah.
So Mitzi had this weird thing.
Yeah.
Where she would just let like Francesca Hilton or Eric.
Michael
Douglas?
Eric Douglas. Yeah.
She would just be like, oh, it's okay. Let him do it. Nobody likes him. Put him on, right?
Yeah.
So we put
broken
him on.
Broken people.
So Mitzi would feel bad. She put them on. Francesca was here all the time.
Eric wasn't
here as much.
Right.
Yeah.
So he's on stage and it's open mic or whatever. And he's on stage and he had a fucking dog in his arm. And all I remember is I'm waiting tables and he just starts cursing, calling. I think I was going to a party next door. I got cut, and so he's on stage. I'm walking by. I hear him saying the N-word over and over again, like saying it to the UN, back and forth. And they're laughing at first, but then they're like, "How many times is this guy gonna fucking say it? Like, hey, bro, like you got away with it." So Freddie was working the door, I think.
Yeah.
And when he came out, he was like, hey, these guys are attacking me. Eric was like, these guys are attacking me.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, but bro, you're the one, you keep saying the N-word. You got to stop saying the N-word. You understand? You understand why they're upset?
Yeah.
And then he goes, fuck you, you fat Mexican. And Freddie went, did you just call me fat? And he fucking lost it.
Yeah.
And he just knocked him out. Yeah. With that, the dog fell. I forgot his name, but he punted the dog across Sunset. I don't know why he punted the dog, but it was a black kid. Mark.
Somebody kicked the dog. And the dog went.
And Freddie's like, he called me fat.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh my God. Anyway. So anyway, thanks for listening.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, guys.
That was Freddie would always end with, he would kill and he would be sweaty just like that, and he'd always go, hey, thanks, guys.
What a great fucking
thanks, guys.
Another funny one, real quick, was Ari Shaffir. Remember how the OR would be like? It's first of all, it's the hardest room, but there would be not a lot of people.
Yeah,
and so Ari was like, nobody can do well in this crowd. It's impossible, right? Then
Freddie,
he goes. Freddie goes, Ari, that's not true. I'll go up and I'll fucking destroy you. I can follow you. And Freddie's like, you can't follow me. He's like, I can follow. And Ari was new, young. And Freddie went up. I think there were 6-7 people. I don't know how he did it.
Yeah.
He fucking
destroyed. He committed.
It was uncomfortable to watch. And then he came back. He's like, you're next, brother. I never saw Ari bomb so hard. I mean, it was so bad. It was so bad. Poor Ari. Oh, how dare
he?
Wasn't
it always tough, though, when you did have to go on after somebody who was so seasoned and so... Mitzi used to put me on after Dice early on
to get you to do it.
She's doing this on, I go, oh my God, he's doing 45. He's famous.
And he's killing. And it's killing.
I mean, she was the best.
That's how they did it. That's how you developed. Old? We are definitely the old comics.
Are we the old guys now on the block? Because I just have, are we?
You're not.
So I think
I am.
Emily's still in there. You should probably stop saying that. I'm kidding.
She's still here.
Oh, she's still here? Oh my God.
Anyway, let's end. I gotta get out of here.
By the way, a moment of silence. BTS broke up.
Good. Let's go.
Who?
His Korean group.
I don't give a fuck.
Hey, give me a ride.
Oh, Bobby,
back to my
don't you have anything to plug?
I will. My girlfriend drove me here.
I'll drive you both home for doing this. Yes.
All right. We're done.
Thank you. Now I gotta fucking drive a drunk Mexican and a crazy Korean home. Thank you guys for listening. Don't forget to like and subscribe. Come see us at the Comedy Store or on the road. Love you. Bye. Guys, Comedy Store Podcast is back. Don't forget to like and subscribe. Please leave us your negative and positive comments, mostly negative.
You can follow me at Rick Ingram. I only accept positivity in my life.
The new Rick is here, and EJ Kerrigan still with the negativity, but like and subscribe.